The Kula Kundalini is always looking for opportunities to redeem her devotees from the cycle of birth and death.
Nityam chetasi bhavyate huvigata.
She is ever young.
Sadvakya.
She is the origin of the Vedas and other scriptures, as well as the seed letters.
Mam patu priyatas.
In this world, yogis apprehend her through the mind. Sometimes she exists in the words of saints. Let that auspicious one protect me so that I may attain divine union. I consider myself to be her beloved servant. O Mother, you are naturally the wife of that primordial God, whereas I am a bound soul, more wretched than the wretched.
Ratabhamruta Chandrika Lipimai Sarpakrutir Nidrita.
The Kula Kundalini has a red luster. She is the nectarian moonlight. She is of the form of the letters. She has the shape of a serpent and is sleeping. O revered one, you who resort to the eyes as kurma prana during the waking state, look at me. My body has the defect of being filled with a foul stench. The odor rising from the flesh. And is always engaged in performing Vedic rituals.
Nityam shariram guru.
Make it pure and eternal with a small portion of your millions of pure moonbeams.
Siddharthi nija dosha vitstala gatir vyajiyate vidyaya.
One who wants perfection and knows his own shortcomings becomes victorious while living on earth through the knowledge of Sri Kundalini. Being freed from the wrong path of Maya, such a one reaches the city of liberation through the path of Kula Kundalini. If during the time of early morning or at noontime, one regularly worships the lotus feet of the hymn of the Kula Kundalini, one becomes a siddha.
Bhojam sa siddho bhavet. Vaivakasha chaturdale vimale. Vancha.
O very pure one who uproots the fruits of desires, yogis meditate on you in the four-petaled lotus, where the wind of passion and the space of consciousness exist. There, they always rightly think of you as having the eternal symbolic form of a serpent. Those who worship the self-respecting coiled one with prostrations and with the beneficent sacred hymns that originate from the clan of Siddhas become liberated. She is knowledge. She is her own mother, self-born. She is Maya, the power of delusion, and Kriya, the power of action.
Gata Shankara Mohini Tribhuvana.
Remaining there in the Muladhara, that yogini infatuates even Brahma and Shiva.
Some
She lifts the veil of the shadow of the three worlds, destroys the seemingly great happiness of worldly existence, and pierces all the inner knots.
Sarva granthi vibhedini svapujagat.
She herself assumes the form of a serpent. She is subtler than the subtlest.
Brahma dhyana vinodini kulakuti.
She is the Supreme One, reveling in the knowledge of Brahman. She is conceived as the one who has Muladhara as her house and who strikes at worldly bondage.
One day Shri Kula Kundalini Valibhi.
I bow to Shri Kula Kundalini. She is the beloved of the self-born one and surrounds him, the Shiva Lingam, in three circles with all the members of her retinue. She enters the space of Sahasrara and becomes active like the mind intoxicated with love. She is naive, defenseless, and complete. The goddess who shines with the Vedas as her countenance procures everything for her devotees and burns those who become averse to her. I worship her, the wife of the self-born one, who revels in the Sahasrara with her chosen one. She is the power of action.
Vani koti mrtanganata matana nishreni koti dvani.
To hail her arise innumerable sounds, such as the sound of drums and other instruments, emanating from the words of millions of intoxicated devotees. She is the ruler of prana. Her face, which is like a blooming lotus rooted in the ocean of delicious elixir, is filled only with joy. Her face is dark, like the darkness produced by the multitude of clouds appearing in Ashadha, the month of rains. She is the support of all. Let that mother who travels the subtle path of Sushumna protect me from all sides. She is beneficent to yogis. O Mother, having resorted to you, people immediately go to Vaikuntha, the abode of Vishnu. And Kailasa, the abode of Shiva.
Mata Shri Kula Kundali Priyakale.
You sport only in bliss.
Kali Kalo Deepane.
Your face manifests the joy of hundreds of moons.
Tatstanam Pranamami Padravanite.
You are the source of everything. O Mother, O Shri Kula Kundalini, the beloved manifestation of Shakti, O illuminator of the Kali aspect of Shakti, O good lady, I bow to that place, that Muladhara. You uplift me, a bound soul.
Kundali Shakti Margashta Stotra Ashtakamahafalam.
If one who is stationed on the path of Kundalini Shakti, rising early in the morning, recites this hymn of 8 verses, which gives great fruit, he certainly becomes a yogi. By its recitation, indeed, one becomes in a moment a great poet in this world. A yogi practicing Kundalini Yoga, becoming pure and great, becomes one with Brahman. iti te katti tannata kundali kamalam stava.
O Lord, thus I have related to you this beautiful hymn of Kundalini. By the blessing of this hymn, one becomes learned, like the guru of the gods.
Sarve deva siddhiyuta asya stotra prasadata.
By the blessing of her hymn, all gods are endowed with powers. Brahma, the creator, the Lord of all gods, lives as long as two parardhas.
Brahma sarva sureshwaraha. Brahma sarva sureshwaraha.